This time we're going to talk a bit about Margaret and what life was like during wartime here in Hobart, Tasmania. So, Auntie Marg, you were about 11 when war broke out.
About 10 or 11, I suppose.
And did your life change at all?
No, I don't think so. Perhaps we were not given, Mum wouldn't have bought many clothes for us. That way we didn't have anything new.
Right. Did anything change at school?
No, but I can remember them coming to the school, that was up at our Bureau Street, and telling us that war had broken out. And you just, oh, well, I just went home. You know, I wouldn't have done anything else about it. The day war ended, we were coming home from church. Your mother and Eileen, I think, was with us. And Phyllis would have been with us. And there was great excitement. I think it was on a Friday night after war ended, and Hobart opened up. The whole of Elizabeth Street Mall, everybody was dancing and singing and waving things about. It was happy, you know, to know that war had ended.
Mm.
And I remember Mum said to Eileen and I, we can go as long as we don't go places we've never been to before, such as down the wharf. You wouldn't go down on the wharf by yourself.
So you were about 17 when the war ended.
I reckon I'd have been about that age.
Yeah, about yeah. Able to go off on your own.
But
so did you have any drills or anything like that at school?
Oh, we had, what do you call it? They don't call it that these days. Where they, you know, clap your hands and hands out and hands down to your side. There was a name to it. Yes, we had, you could say exercises, I reckon.
Oh, like calisthenics.
Yes.
Clap your hands and out, yes. And star jumps and
that's
that
right.
Sort of thing.
All that we had to.
So you didn't do anything like you had to practice going into a trench or anything at school in case something happened?
We had a trench in the backyard.
Dad
built one for us.
And was it a trench, just a single trench or a room?
No, a single trench. And dear old Mum, she packed a basket full of food and we took that into the air raid shelter with us. But we never had to go because of the war, you know, sirens or nothing went off, if you know what I mean. That was all over. But Dad had built this hole in the ground, lined it all out with apple cases from Uncle Arthur Sterling's market. And after the war was over, he just left it as it was. And then later on in life, I think when somebody first bought the house, they filled it in.
Right.
But we were prepared to go and sleep in the air raid shelter if we had to.
And was it big enough for other people in the neighbourhood? Or just
us?
Just the family. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, you mentioned Eileen. Yeah. Is living at your house. Mm. Who is Eileen?
Eileen Davey.
And what relationship was she with you?
Mum's niece.
And why was she living with you?
Because her parents lived in the country and she wanted to go to school down here and then go to high school. Her mother didn't want to send her into Launceston. So she came down with us and lived with us while she did a latter part of her schooling.
All right. Now, the other thing I found was that there were lots of mentions of Longford on the back of some of the photos you'd given me. What was Longford to you as a family?
Longford was where my mother came from. She had sisters and brothers there. If not right in Longford, just out, you know, I'll say Cressy and things like that. We mainly went up for holidays. Where are we going to go for holidays? Come on, we'll go to Longford. And we'd catch the train at 8 o'clock of the morning. It'd go through to Western Junction and we had to get out there and go on another little train down to and the handler that was, or Llewellyn. But to go to Longford, we get off at Western Junction, and there was a Mr. Barnes had these big old-fashioned buses that took everybody up into Longford themselves, or if they stopped on the way. I loved that. I love going up the train.
And so did the whole family go, Mum, yeah. Dad, and the girls?
Your mother came, and Mum and Dad and myself and your mother. I don't think many other people, but everybody went to Longford for a holiday because that's where Gran had her home. Mm. And Mum's brother-in-law had the butcher's shop at Longford. Mum and Dad were married at Longford. Her sister lived on a lovely property with this beautiful old home at Springbanks. And if someone was going out to Springbanks when we were up there, they would take us out. Because we never had a car. I mean, Dad never had a car. But I loved going to Springbanks, a beautiful old home. And Aunt Emily took me upstairs one day and she said, "These are for you, Margaret," her little pair, her daughter died then. Lovely little pair of dancing shoes.
Oh, right.
Tiny little heel like this and a nice shoe in here. Aunt Emily gave me those.
And did they fit you?
I don't think so.
Right,
she just gave them to me. Mm. But we had nice times out there. We went through to Cressy for a few days. When Aunt Lizzie was in Oatlands, this is going on a bit, we'd go to Oatlands for holidays. Go up on the train, and there again was a bus that picked us up and took us where we were staying. Yeah.
Now, I noticed you mentioned your mum, and I've got a couple of photos here that show she's always got a hat on her head.
Yeah. Mum?
Yeah, it's your mum.
My mum always wore a hat.
Right.
Always wore a hat. Well, I think most people did. And us as kids, we always wore hats.
Right.
Because the sun, I seem to think it affected. I reckon that's where I got all my freckles from. Oh, my face was covered in freckles. And I had one big one here, big brown one. And, of course, you wouldn't have those off. And people would come along and say, "Oh, Margaret, you've got something on your nose." And I'd flip it like that. And it wasn't until many years after, I suppose, as I aged, the face altered. And it disappeared.
Right.
Yeah. But I had freckles most of my childhood.
Mm. Doesn't look it now.
Don't think Phyllis had freckles, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think she did. Phyllis was fair and I was ginger. And there's a lot of ginger people with reddish coloured hair. They burn very quickly.
Yes. That's right, yeah. Your neighbours, did you have lots of neighbours and family come to your house?
Oh, well, all relatives came.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go down to Uncle Harry's place. It was a real do-drop-in. And during the war, a cousin, Len Davey, his brother, Cyril Davey, they were both in the Navy.
Is that photo there?
And they'd, or when they had leave, I think they went, they went there, but they always came back down home. The door was always, and they slept in the sunroom. Mum kept the sunroom clear for anyone to do, dropped in. Oh, that's so, gee, was a handsome young man. If I'm not mistaken, 1945 that was. That would be before the war?
The end of the war.
End of war.
Yeah.
I used to write to them, him and his brother Cyril.
All right. Cyril and Len.
Len David. They were brothers. Oh, no, it was when they came. Every Saturday morning, Len, not him, his brother, he lived not far from our place. And about 10 o'clock every Saturday morning, he'd come down. Mum must have known exactly. And as Len came in the door, the fresh scones were on the table. And they had a feed, he'd have a feed of scones, and that happened regularly. He was a nice chap too. And a couple of times he took me to the pictures, and I thought it was great going out with a sailor.
And when your mum cooked the scones, what did she cook on?
In the fuel stove.
All right. Yeah.
That's all she had to cook on all her married life. Until about the latter part, and about the size of a microwave, Dad bought her a little oven.
Mm. All right, yeah.
But everything was cooked in the fuel stove, so there had to be sticks ready every day. Dad did that and bring them in. And she used to make a jam there and a scones and Christmas cakes, Christmas puddings and everything. And when she made Christmas puddings, after they'd sat for a couple of days, Dad put a big hook over the kitchen sink, and that's where she hung her pudding until we're ready to eat it at Christmas time.
So are they like the puddings my mum makes?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
So she got that from her mum.
Yes. I never ever made one. Mum seemed to be, once Phyllis knew, started, Mum would just give me just a nice little one. There was just Norm and I then and the kids. But she used to make jam, everything you can think of. And of course, Shannon is so interested in what was in our house. He couldn't believe that we had a kerosene type of thing for our toilet. What'd you do with it? And I said, every Sunday night, Norm had to go and dig a hole and bury it. See, they haven't lived, have they?
The younger generation, no.
No.
No. It'd be amazing for them to listen to this.
And Jackson, very interested in how Mum did all the cooking.
Mm.
Very interesting.
So what were the main meals that you'd have at your place?
Every vegetable there was.
And did they grow them themselves?
Dad grew a lot of vegetables. And yes, we had fruit trees in that little back part, and we had grapes down the side lane. Would you remember that?
Yes, I think I can remember the fruit trees and grapevines.
And we had beautiful peach trees. He grew all his own vegetables. And then, of course, if he wanted any, he'd go down to Wise and Sterling's and Uncle Arthur, take what you want type of thing.
Right. So how was Arthur related to you then?
Well, he married Dad's sister, my Auntie May.
Oh, okay.
So she was my aunt.
Right. And then you've got the Chandlers who lived behind you, and they're related to you as well?
Yes. Pa and Ma Chandler, someone in Dad's family. Oh, because someone in Dad's family married Ma Chandler. Or
she was Julia, Julia Charlotte.
Julia, yes.
Yes, that was your grandparents then.
That's right, yes. Yes, yes. She must have died, because she wasn't about when Phyllis was born.
All right.
Pa England was.
Right, yeah.
He asked me to go and get his tobacco, and he'd give me the money, I don't know what it was now, and I'd go and get the tobacco and come home. I'd sit with him in the lounge chair. And he peeled off the little, they had a little brooch thing on it. It wasn't a brooch, some emblem or something. And I was allowed to pick that off his tobacco. And I had to keep those for him.
Right.
He was a gentleman. He was really a nice old fella.
And would my mum have known him?
No.
So both Ma and Pa Chandler, Ma and Pa England, died between you being born and Mum being born.
Yes, well, I remember Pa Chandler and Ma Chandler. We were allowed to go up to the garden, up the thing, and they were, well, Ma would be cooking on a Saturday morning, and I suppose we went up there, whether just to see them or not, I don't know, but I didn't know. I don't think I knew Pa Chandler, but right. I did know the other one, yeah. And then they had, there was Auntie Rita, Uncle Percy, Uncle Billy, and another one.
Right.
And I don't know anything about Dad's brother, Lewis England, but when we built out here, one day, this horse and cart came along and it stopped. Oh, there was Dad's, I'll say his name, Lewis England was. Yes, and he then came out to where we were building and brought out some planks
right.
for Norm. Anyhow, he married... I did think someone got in touch with you many years ago, didn't they? The daughter or something? Well, I never knew his wife. I suppose he had a wife. I don't know. I can't remember. Yes.